Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
We were all given a certain amount of time to live on this earth. And for some of us, it is a relatively short amount of time. While for others, it is somewhat longer. But in the end, for all of us, when that time comes to an end. And during that time, we are all given the opportunity to come to Christ for the forgiveness of our sin and for the salvation of our soul. And some of us have made that decision to come to the light, while others have lived and died without Christ, and so they remain in the darkness of their sin and in the darkness of their suffering without Him forever. Life is all about decisions. Decisions for light and decisions for darkness. Decisions that have eternal consequences. And as we come to the ninth section of Psalm 119, as we come to verse 65 through verse 72, the psalmist evaluates his life in the light of the truth of the Word of God, in the light of the character of God Himself. And this ninth section of this psalm is entitled Tet in Hebrew, the ninth letter in the Hebrew alphabet, a word which speaks of good and of purity, but a word that can also be used to differentiate between good and evil, between light and darkness, as it says in Genesis chapter 1, where we are told that God created the light of day, and He saw that it was good. But He also created the darkness of night, and so He separated the light from the darkness. And so beginning in verse 65, the psalmist assesses his life in the light of the goodness of God, testifying to His goodness, even in times of great difficulty, and in times of affliction in his life. And unlike some people, he does not blame God for those trials and for those tribulations. And the psalmist cannot remain silent as he considers these things, and so he opens his mouth in praise and in gratitude to God. For God has not dealt with him, nor has He dealt with us according to what we deserve. We all deserve eternal punishment for our sin. But the psalmist says in verse 65, "You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord. You have dealt with me in grace. You dealt with me in mercy, loving kindness, according to the truth of your word. For even when I have not known what was best for me, even when it seems like everything was falling apart all around me, you knew, you cared, and so you led me according to the truth of your word. You led me through the wilderness. You led me through my sin. You led me in the right direction, in the way that would bring honor and glory to your name. The word of God truly is a lamp for our feet and a light for our path. So teach me, Lord, the psalmist cries out in verse 66. Give me understanding of what is truly good and what is truly right. Give me discernment, he says. Tell in Hebrew. Give me a taste for your word. Not a taste for the things of this world. Season my life with balance and with sound judgment. And along with sound judgment, give me knowledge, true knowledge, da'at in Hebrew. Give me an understanding heart. Help me to understand the truth. So that I might see myself the way that you see me, so that I do not wander away from you and fall into the pit of sin again. For I have confidence in you. I believe in your commandments to me. So give me a teachable spirit, and not a spirit of arrogance or of pride. Or even of apathy, of dullness of heart. For I remember what it was like. I remember what it cost to fall into sin. And the consequences were great. They were devastating. And though it is a painful memory, still, in verse 67, the psalmist admits this. Before I was afflicted and oppressed, I went astray. Shara in Hebrew. I was misled. I was blind to the truth. I was heading in the wrong direction. But now, I am careful to keep your word. My heart is inclined towards you and towards your word. Now I lean on you and not on myself. My experience has cut away the fact of insensitivity and of independence in my life. And so now I lean on the truth. I lean on you. Lean on your word so that I may never disgrace you like that again. And now I know that even my affliction, even in my affliction, you are still good, the psalmist says in verse 68. And in all things, you do what is good. Nothing can be added to your goodness. Nothing can be taken away from your goodness. It is, by nature, who you are. So, Lord, teach me. Teach me your statutes. Teach me your commandments. Write them on my heart, so that my life might reflect the light of your goodness. Lord, it seems that there are those all around me who want to pull me down, who want to even destroy me, the psalmist tells us in verse 59. The arrogant and the proud, well, they have forged a lie against me, he says. Tafa in Hebrew. They have smeared my name with mud. As if there was not enough mud in my life already. And they have tried to ruin me with their deception, with the poison of their lies. And they hammer away at me all of the time. But with all of my heart, the psalmist says, even in my weakness, I stay the course. So I will observe your precepts. I will guard them by the way that I live my life. And so their deceptive weapons cannot stand against the truth of your word. But they can't see the truth. They can't see the truth because their heart is covered with fat. It's covered with the fat of this evil world. So the truth cannot penetrate their unfeeling heart. But, the psalmist adds in verse 70, I delight in your law. I find my greatest joy in your instruction to me in your word. And so, he points out in verse 71, as I look back over my life, now I see what I did not see before. It is good for me that I was afflicted. Because that affliction has removed the garbage from my life. It has cut away the fat of sin so that I might learn your statutes. Even through my pain, even though my eyes were filled with tears of suffering, but now I see clearly. My affliction has been my teacher. Now I see that the law of your mouth, your word to me, is of infinite value, and it is better, it is more beneficial to me than thousands of pieces of gold and silver. Wealth is good if it is used wisely. But obedience is better. Wealth is here, and then it is gone. While obedience to the word of God, even through our suffering, will last forever in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.